For more than a decade, U.S. and British warplanes have been enforcing no-fly zones over northern and southern Iraq. The Iraqi government has never recognized the zones, and Iraqi anti-aircraft gunners frequently challenge the Allied jets. For the pilots, it's a dangerous mission, but it's also good practice, they say. NPR's Ivan Watson visited the Incirlik Air Base in southern Turkey, headquarters for American and British pilots patrolling northern Iraq.
Jet engines roared on a sunny morning last month as more than a half dozen F-16 fighter jets rocketed one by one down a runway and then made near vertical takeoffs from the tarmac. These jets were on their way to patrol the no-fly zone over northern Iraq. Several hours later, their commander, General Robin Scott, announced his pilots had dropped laser-guided bombs on Iraqi anti-aircraft artillery.
Enemy air defense systems attempted to engage our aircraft, and we responded appropriately.
This marked the third such exchange of fire in just 1 month. U.S. and British planes stationed here at Incirlik Air Base have been fighting these skirmishes with Iraqi ground defenses for more than a decade. This F-16 fighter pilot from Oklahoma goes by the call sign Tank.
I'd say the general public really doesn't realize what's going on a daily basis over here. I know my immediate family. I mean, they didn't really realize that, you know, we're flying every day, we're getting shot at, periodically retaliating. You don't hear about it in the news. It's not really discussed that much.
Operation Northern Watch involves more than 1,300 American, British, and Turkish troops, as well as some 50 warplanes. The air patrols have succeeded in giving Iraq's Kurds almost complete autonomy from Baghdad since 1991. But there's always a risk. Lobo is a 25-year-old F-15 fighter pilot whose patrol was fired upon by Iraqi anti-aircraft guns during what was his first combat mission ever over northern Iraq.
The first time, it's almost like you don't really believe that it's actually happening, and then it kind of sinks in and you get a little adrenaline rush, and like, holy cow, these guys are actually shooting at me.
To date, no coalition plane has been shot down by the Iraqis. However, Baghdad says more than 1,000 Iraqi civilians have been killed by coalition airstrikes. The officers here reject these claims, saying Northern Watch goes to great lengths to avoid civilian casualties. The American pilots stationed here refuse to talk about the possibility of a new full-scale war between the U.S. and Iraq. But they do acknowledge that Northern Watch has given them valuable combat experience that could be useful in the future. Again, pilot Tank from Oklahoma.
Well, every day that we go up there, another pilot gets more experience enforcing the northern no-fly zone over Iraqi territory. So yeah, every day that we fly, I'd say, yeah, we're getting more prepared.
Ivan Watson, NPR News at Incirlik Air Base in Turkey.